loved him.
It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour. It's so good to be with you. It's 8 a.m. Pacific. It's literally 1 minute after 8 a.m. Pacific. It's 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How you doing? Happy full moon. I can't believe it's a full moon already. I hope you're able to come join me live. If you can't, I so appreciate you listening to the replay. Thank you if this is a replay. And if you want to get to the room, I'm sort of like my computer is all blotched up. So I want to get you into the room if you want to come. You go to 12radio.com and this is the quickest way. And just click the chat link on the left-hand side. And it'll bring you into the room. You should see the banner pinned to the top. Let's go. Let me see at the top. Let's see how we get here. I go to discussions. I'm there. If you scroll down just a little, you should see you are listening to Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. And if you come down a little more, you hit comments. And if you hit comments and then go to most relevant and hit all comments, Facebook, designed by a 12-year-old. It's okay. God bless 12-year-olds. Erica's in the room. Erica Longden from London. Full moon is my favorite sign. My rising. Just love Cancerian peeps. Wow. Bless you, Erica. Thank you. Erica's all the way over in the UK, and she has her show Tune In with Erica on Thursdays. Amazing reader at 12listen.com. Amazing human being. Thanks for being here, Erica. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. It's so happy to have you. I know. Always delighted to be here live as opposed to dead. We'll take you in any shape, but you better be alive, actually, Lynn. Good to have you here. I feel normal again. Hi, Truly. Welcome to the room. Peggy, bring on the magic baby. Peggy Reeser's in the house. Peggy has her show on Tuesdays. Oh, my angels. Amazing show. Amazing stories to tell. She has quite a history, that Peggy. I hope you can tune into her, get a reading, listen to her show and her wisdom. Truly, thanks. I just hate how Facebook has to judge us on everything. Rising contributor, top contributor. Right? Thank you for understanding, Truly. That is Facebook doing that, not us. When I first came, literally just not that long ago, I was playing with Facebook and I was seeing this room labeled me as top contributor. And I was like, really? This is cool. And all of a sudden that banner went away and I was like, well, okay, who got mad at me? Weird psychological stuff. So ignore the titles, you guys. No one is rating you but Facebook. We're not paying attention to that. That's why I go and change the comments to all comments. Renee, how you doing? Happy full moon in Cancer to you as well. Pamela's in the house. Pamela, good morning. Judith, good to have you here. My dragon friend from the monkey that you are connected with, me. Denise, hi. Laura, hi. Good morning, 12 friends. It's my birthday tomorrow. I'd love some insights. I will try to give them to you. Inga, good morning. Happy Monday. Full moon blessings from Quelly. Happy Monday from Eva. Tara's in the house. I think your name is going to be Tara, Tara, Tara. Because, you know, I just can't get it right. 15 years with my little doggy. When I was a little boy, which I'm no longer little. In fact, this full moon, I was thinking today, I hate Facebook too, Julie, but you know, we got to do what we got to do. I can't afford a private chat room and you know, whatever. So I get it. Happy full moon in Cancer. I look down and my boobies are bigger. They are. It's just today. It's just because Cancer rules the breast. And so I was thinking about like so much happening in the sky and so many things we need to talk about. And I will refresh the page and come say hi to the rest of you shortly just to see how we're doing. But in the meantime, I want to talk about this full moon. It's today. It's going to be about 2:30-ish, 2:25 in the afternoon Pacific time. So add that up. It's going to be 5:26 p.m. East Coast. So Okay, if you're listening, if you're in California, I just have to give a shout out to California, and I hope you guys are okay. I do. I hate every year hearing about that, just how you are being burnt to the ground. Hopefully this will change soon, and we'll get you back on track and green and healing and lots of rain and everything perfect and in balance again. In the meantime, you stay safe, take care of yourself. Let's not bring politics into what's happening to California. Let's bring love into what's happening into California. There is a full moon. It's at 23 degrees of Cancer. Now, it's literally 24 degrees if you were doing any real connection to it, because it's at 59 seconds. It's 1 second away from 24. So if you have something at 24, I actually have my son at 24, Cancer. So that means July 16th, like right around the middle of July. If you were born around there, this is definitely your full moon. And if you have anything in your chart in water, if you have anything in a cardinal sign, which would be Aries, Libra, Capricorn, that area is affecting you. If you know where Cancer is in your chart, like Erica, it's her rising sign. So we know that there's a desire for that activation, what house it's in. And we want to talk to you about these motives, because it's really, really important. It's important because of the connection to everything. Mars is in Cancer. Do you know that the California fire started the day after Mars went retrograde into Cancer? I don't think they're correlated. It's just important to pay attention to trends like that. Mars, so we have to talk about Mars. We have to talk about the full moon. Most importantly, we have to talk about Cancer. We have to also talk about Aquarius, because the sun will be entering Aquarius soon. And so all of you are feeling this sort of maybe mixed bag of everything, okay? And astrology doesn't sort of rule our feelings. It just sort of mirrors back what's probably happening with our feelings. When you have Cancer energy and the moon rules Cancer, so it's a particularly powerful moon. Now, we can go through a range of emotions, like you might, let's see, what would be the topics? How's your sense of security? How is your children, your relationship to children? How is your relationship to your parents? How is your relationship to family? What have you been thinking about lately in regards to family? What have you been thinking about your money and security? Those are big issues in the Cancer realm. If those have been top of mind, then, you know, the United States is a Cancer country, and we have a new inauguration happening. And so there's going to be a lot of feelings about that. Like, we've been through this weird time. We have, you know, this outgoing administration. I feel like it's all been like a dream to me. It's all been like a dream. I've given up news. I'm now becoming a little warrior of information. I want to be not afraid of any information that I get. I want to be able to hear it. I'm listening to all kinds of views. I think YouTube now thinks I'm a conservative homosexual. And it's only because I'm listening to different things. I haven't changed anything. I am absolutely the same person I always have been. Well, not really, right? We have to change a little, but I'm not as afraid, and I don't want to be as afraid. And I think this Mars in Cancer and the Cancer full moon is part of that contribution. And I want us to be able to reach in a little bit and find where the Cancerian part is. Cancer is not a wussy sign. Okay. And it's not a sign that, I mean, crabs are pretty hysterically funny. Ha ha. And I always think of the old Bill Cosby, because he was a Cancer. And when he was just a comedian, you know, a skinny little comedian, I remember my next door neighbors, I was probably 8 years old, had a album of his holding a basketball on his finger. And it was literally one of the funniest things I'd ever heard. And I think about this thing about our safety and about how, you know, if something disagrees with us, we have to, you know, run away from it and hide. And it's so Cancerian to do that, right? And now it's like remembering that we have a shell, remembering we have a home, remembering we have that nothing, like sometimes nothing to be afraid of. It's okay. Somebody can have a different opinion. And honestly, I think the world is sort of getting this point a little bit. I think we're starting to be okay that okay, let me just hear what you have to say. And there's not this insane safety in my clan. And ironically, you think Cancer, that energy would be like, I need my clan. I think the retrograde Mars is sort of busting that open. And your clan is way more expansive than you thought. You remember there were days in the old days. I remember this in the old days. Politics weren't. It wasn't like you didn't hate the person who was a different affiliation than you. My mom was a raging Democrat. She was like silly Aries Moon Democrat, silly. And if you were a Democrat, no matter what, she put a bit in the sign in the yard and hammered in there for you. She was just crazy, right? But then her bosses, she was a secretary for the federal government, and her bosses were all Republican. And she adored them. She adored them. And they didn't talk about it. They didn't argue about it. There wasn't a – it was just sort of like, yeah, this guy's a conservative. This guy's a liberal. It was so different. And then it became something else. And I we have all our theories why. But the most important thing among all of it is we sort of became tribal, and it became ugly, and it became scary. And I'm not saying it isn't still that, but it isn't that inside of me anymore. And I think a lot of this, I think a lot of the change, a lot of growing older, a lot of keeping your mind open because you want to be open, you want to understand things. I think a lot of that is what contributed. And I'm not saying it's because I'm an open-minded person. I still have all my values intact. I still know what I believe. I just don't hate people for not having the same ones anymore. And that was an accomplishment that I don't think I ever thought I would get to. When Mars is in Cancer, and it went back into Cancer, and it's retrograde, Mars does something pretty unique in Cancer. Mars is an aggressive planet. It's a warrior. It's the ruler of Aries. Doesn't like being in Cancer necessarily, but I'll tell you what. Cancer maneuvers with this in a different way than any of the other signs. Cancer maneuvers Mars in a sort of Aikido way. And Aikido is the energy of when somebody comes at you violently, you meet them with the same energy and you convert it. You twist it around, you dance with them. You engage in a dance. And that's what crabs do when Mars is in the space. They finally can move forward. But they do it in a way with, believe it or not, that is the least offensive, because bottom line is Cancers are, well, we're chicken. We're afraid to sort of stir the waters, but there's aggression in there. In other words, here's the thing. Cancers want what they want, but the way they get it is side to side. You ever see a Cancer move, crab move? They move from side to side. Now, I have a friend with Mercury in Cancer, right? If you heard us talk, you'd think we were aliens. Because let's say that the goal is simply, I want some sympathy because I hurt my leg. Okay. So to a Cancer, talking to another Cancer, it'd be like, so I heard you were jogging. How is it going? Oh, it's great. I'm having a good time. I feel strong. That's amazing. I wish I could jog. Okay. First clue. I wish I could jog. That opens up the door for why can't you jog, right? But it doesn't happen that way necessarily. It's more like, oh, you could do it if you want. Go slow. I go, well, I need a cane these days. Well, take your cane. Take your walking stick. And the whole time when it's all said and done, the other Cancer would get that my leg was sore without ever having to say anything directly about it. Now, that's a really weak example, but it's a lot of things like that, especially when you're trying to say you hurt my feelings or when you're trying to say you owe me money, but I don't want to say it. And with Mars in the sign of Cancer, what happens is there's this new Aikido. There's this new energy of being able to get kind of what you want and feeling safe getting it. And I want you to check a look in your life and see if this might be happening a little bit for you. You're taking some risk you didn't think you'd take. You kind of like doing this little thing a little differently than you were before. Because Mars is giving us this kind of strength to push ahead without being offensive, without being sort of too direct, because Cancers know how to manipulate the hell out of anything. Y'all know cancers, right? You know, you have a cancer friend? Aren't they the weirdest people you ever want to meet? And I know, I'm serious. Weirdos. I don't know a cancer that isn't weird. And the weirdness is because they're speaking a third language. They have a third agenda. The agenda is they want what they want. It's a cardinal sign. Cancer is going to get, and they have to work it emotionally. They work the water. That's their power. So they might tell you a cute little story. They might sort of flirt with you a little bit. They might sort of flatter you a little bit. Or they might sort of pull on your cord, your apron strings a little bit. But they'll know the time to strike, and don't be fooled by it. Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. And now you all have that superpower. Not only from the full moon, but from Mars, you all have the superpower. And I know you all have used it because you, wherever Cancer is in your chart, you've been working that area of your life anyway like that. So take a minute and see, is it in your first house? Is it like your personality suddenly, like you sort of know how to present to the group you're presenting to? You just got that wisdom, you know how to do it, and presenting is now something that is being required. Is it in your second house where you kind of need to feel better about yourself? So you work a little energy and how to do that. It might have to do with having other people recognize you. It might, like every time there's a song, you know that song, "You Are So Beautiful to Me." I have historically walked around the house whenever I see John and go, "I am so beautiful to me." And no matter what. No matter what, it gets a rise out of him. He can't help but laugh because it is adorable. But he also is like wants to it like every insult he can muster up. Yeah, like you got to clean your mirrors, something stupid, right? So there is some of that manipulation going on in an area of your life. It's the third house. Think about this: if it's the third house, are you worried? Well, what's going on with the siblings? What's going on with your neighbors? What's going on with the immediate, like your office space, like the immediate environment around you, your house? Did you change something? Did you pull the lights down for the holidays, or Christmas lights, whatever? Is there, and then the fourth house, is there anything going on with redecorating? I've been obsessing about repainting my kitchen cabinets because I can't afford new cabinets. I want them. And so it's like I have this moon in the first house, which gives me an honorary Aries moon. You all know how to do that, right? First house is always Aries. Second house is Taurus. If you have a personal planet there, it sort of takes on that characteristic. Even though I have a Scorpio moon, it's Aries in its impatience. If y'all know an Aries moon, I know you do. So, and all my trouble, I've been like complaining about Aries moon. John finally said, "You know you have one, right?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I kind of do." Well, here's the point. I went to paint the cabinets. I'm going to do it all smart. I like looked at magazines. I even took Photoshop and colored them. We're going to go navy. Oh my God, help me. And 5 minutes into the project, and I'm like, I'm so bored. Right? So there's streaks and paint streaks. It was just hell, right? But I do have fixed signs, so I'm like, I stuck with it. But it looks like somebody painted my cabinets, which shouldn't look like that. But whatever. I'm destined to turn every place I live into a place that looks like I lived in it. Okay, so point is, go through your chart. The fifth house, is it about children? Is it about gambling? Is it about creativity? The sixth house, is it about your health, your routine, your rituals? How did you manipulate with Mars? How are you using that Mars? And manipulate here is a freaking good word. We manipulate just by picking the colors that match on our body when we go out in the world. You're manipulating something. Just own it. Own it. Own it. Sixth house, seventh house, be your relationships, your partnerships. Is there some kind of agreement going on with another partner? It could be a business partner. Eighth house, sexually. It could be money from others. It could be inheritance. It could be dealing with the taxes. You finally like breaking that out. Maybe you have a deep fear of that. I hate anytime I see my accountant calling me, I hate him. I love him. I hate him. Every time I see it, it's like, do you ever, ever have a reason to call me that is something like, you got a shitload of money coming your way. Never, ever, ever. Because he said, you never sound happy to hear me. And he loves me. He's adorable. He goes, you never sound happy to hear me. And I'm like, what is your ever reason in calling me? Except I'm doing something wrong or I owe something. So anyway, eighth house. The ninth house, traveled plans. Have you made your travel plans? Are you getting excited? Are you going somewhere? Are you hoping to go somewhere? Are you thinking about a new study? Are you taking a new class? Alert, there is a new class. Kat told me not to tell you. But forget her. I'm a Cancer. I like manipulating that out of her. She's teaching a new class and I'm going to put it in the room. she's only taking 20 people, but it's this new kind of like secret psychic, how to get the most out of everything in life, how to discover your divine self. But she's going to use the tarot as a guide, but it's going to be way beyond the tarot. We had a long talk about it. I'm excited for her to teach it, but she wants to announce it on her show. So I'm telling you all first, and she's only taking 20 people. So if you're listening and you want to go sneak in and get it, I'm giving you the link right now. I'm going to put it in the room, but go to 1-2 Academy. If you're not in the room, go to 1-2 Academy and grab the class. And I think this will work. I'm going to post it here right now because I'm a little brat and I feel bratty. And that is the link. Otherwise, go to 1-2 Academy and check out Kat's class. I am hardcore endorsing it. She does this thing where she develops a relationship with people. They're cheap. They're so inexpensive. And she gets into it and she really just becomes a different person. Her classes are pretty extraordinary. So anyway, be some of the first to get in there. If you know people who might enjoy that, it's a way just to tap in and to use not only the tarot, but yourself as a divination tool, as a way to understand what's going on in the world. It could really change things, especially if you're just on the precipice of using some of your psychic ability. And while I'm promoting things, can I just say my dear old friend, Michelle Green, finally opened up her new art site, and I have to promote this because I love her so much, and I've seen her growth so much that it blows my mind, and this is just something I want to do as a little gift to her. It's michellegreenart.com, and I'm going to post that one too, so give her a big hug. Look at her art. It's extraordinary, and I watched this woman not know a thing how to pick up a pencil turn into this. And it's her love. It's her passion. It's like watching somebody who finds, and I ran her chart finally again, just to look. Grand Trine and fire. And this is what grand trines can do. I have a grand trine in water. Look what I'm doing. I ain't nothing except watching my boobs get bigger. Okay. Now, yeah. Now I'm coming in to say hi to you. Let's check. See how you're doing. Remember, if you come to the room, you click the comments, it'll tell you how many number, and then where it says most relevant, because it'll put that up there. And that's a Facebook thing, not a 1-2 thing. Go to all comments and check out the, you can see everybody. So let me come scroll real quick and say hi to people who have joined us most recently. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to hit all comments. Okay. Okay. I guess. Okay. You guys, I'll come back and do this. It's just messing me up. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of Facebook, but I have to be a user of it because they give us this free chat room and it does screen you guys and it makes it feel safe for everybody. And it does keep them kind of safe because these comments aren't going everywhere. Oh, it just popped open for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Lioness is in the house. Maya's in the house. Judith said Canada is a Cancer country July 1st. Oh my gosh, I did not know that. So we have July 4th and July 1st, and Mars is retrograde. Trudeau stepped down. Biden stepped down. It's so interesting. And they both stepped down. I mean, well, Biden kind of stepped down by saying, I'm not running again, right? Best place for Mercury, Cancer, from Judith Quelly. I'm with you, Mark. I live in Florida. All of my dearest friends are Republicans. I like to listen to others' opinions and views and still be able to love them because they're lovable, right, Quelly? I mean, they just have a different, not even different. It's sort of like, if they're open to talking and open to hearing, you can hear, like, it's just another way of love. I mean, I am a recent convert to opening up to hearing all sides politically, but this has been a revelation for me because some of my closer friends who more identify with me won't even speak to me because they're scared that you've been taken or something, you know, and it's really not a, it's like they've been taken. It's like if you're in a cult, if you can't open up and see another point of view, you're in a cult. So it's like we got to be open. We got to breathe a little bit. You have to be able to understand that there's something else that might be going on than we think is going on. I won't get on that thing. But thanks, Quelly. I appreciate that. Judith, I wear my weird as a badge of honor. I love it. Everyone needs a lunatic in their lives. They do. Chris Diana, cancers perfected the toe pinch. This they did they not? And you know what's funny? Cancers are like, oh, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you, until they want something. It's all the cardinal signs do this. Like I told you about Libras will be like, I don't know, it looks this, and that means they haven't decided. They really don't know. But when a Libra knows, they ain't doing that stuff. It's like grab it and go. Cancers, no. I want that. Don't touch it. And then never let it go. Luckily, I feel lucky that my sun was next to Uranus because I'm an honorary Aquarian in that way. But it also, I'm one of those cancers who can't stand. I love old things. Like I'm a clock. I have a clock fetish. I used to have a worse one until I had this woman come help me pick paint colors one time. Right before Louise Hay came to visit, I had to get somebody to help me fix the house up. It was horribly expensive, and I'm glad I did it, but she's like, you have way too many clocks. And then Louise Hay came, that woman, the person helping me pick stuff out, came, and she said it again in front of Louise, and Louise goes, what's wrong with clocks? I love them. And I was like, oh my God, permission. But I never give myself that. Somebody tells me you have too many blue, I'm like, okay, I do. So I'm one of those cancers that likes old-timey things, but I don't like nostalgic things from my past. Like, I kind of want them gone. And I feel like if I haven't looked, like I'm not a hoarder. That's nothing you'll see in my world. I have a sister who's a hoarder, I think. But I don't have that. I don't have it because I didn't have, it's almost like, no, not those memories, please. That's my thing. Erica says, oh, kitchen cabinet envy. I'm about to paint mine. I have the patience of a gnat. Erica, I love it. YouTube is replete with some how-tos that I am just fascinated by. But those people, some of them are like, there's no way I'm doing that. But I love the ones that go, are you like me and you need it done tomorrow? Like yesterday? It's like that. So good luck, Erica. Take pictures before and after. There's Kathleen. Uh-oh, she heard me. Cat's in the house. Oh, well, Cat, I'm busting you. Okay, you guys, let's talk a little bit about what's up and coming. There's some stuff coming I want you to be aware of. I could talk to you guys all day, and I know I always put in my notes, I hardly have anything to say. Swigging coffee. All right. So if you look at the chart, and I did send the chart, and I hope you will get on the mailing list and encourage people to get on the mailing list, and the number went up a little bit. So thank you if you're sharing that thing. That's just so good. So I have the best doctor in the world. They just wrote me 6 times to remind me that I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. He's amazing. I am so lucky. I'm telling you. I'm knocking wood. But I went through hell to find him, and I did, and it was like, it was instant. It was just like, oh my God. I was like, you know, I had all this requirements, and this person spends time with me, and it's really smart. I feel blessed. So anyway, I'm turning around because I wanted to get here's my computer, and I want to get my chart up. Here's the thing about today's chart. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 planets in water. One's a node, so, and it just went in. Now, the nodes just changed signs. This is humongoloid. The nodes have been in Aries and Libra, okay? And that has been, I mean, months, almost, I think a year and a half. I think it's a year and a half. And they go backwards, right? So the nodes go backwards. So the node, the north node is in Pisces, the south node is in Virgo. We'll have a whole show on those. But that is really significant that we've got some dousing of water now, and we're heading toward Pisces. And you know, Pisces is about compassion. and humanity, even though Aquarius is also really humanity. But I'm going to get into the nodes with you, but I wanted you to just make note that the nodes changed. That's big. It's big if you're feeling it emotionally. Now, Pluto went into Aquarius, and I've talked to you a million times. I've abused the word zeitgeist. I've abused the collective mind idea, but Pluto is now in Aquarius, and Aquarius is, when it first goes into a sign, we get an omen, a big omen. Fires are one of them, no question about it, which could be pointing to environment. The war in Israel is another one. The Ukrainian war. So we're paying attention to the world. And something is shifting. It has to. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to put words to it. But we're going from this pragmatic, Capricornian, cold father, whatever energy to a more humanitarian, more global, more let's look at this from above point of view. And I can tell you, not in a million years could you ever have told me that I would have some compassion for another political party. So I know it happened in me that there I have actually an openness. I feel like I got freed up from some sort of mindset that was just locked into a circle of viciousness that I couldn't hear any other point of view. I'm grateful for it, but I understand if people can't go there. I get it, but I'm grateful for it. Now, with that being said, the sun in the sky is at 23 today, which means when it gets to 29, it's done with Capricorn. We're leaving Capricorn. And where are we going to go? We're meeting Pluto in Aquarius. Saturday, it might be Sunday, but we're meeting them. And we are going to change this whole thing we're going to join Pluto. And it's not Pluto. Let me tell you something. If you haven't had a Pluto transit yet, Aquarians, pay attention. Capricorns just went through it. Sagittarius have been through it. Libras have been through it. Scorpios have been through it. If you have not had Pluto on your sun or your moon, it is liberation, but in a completely different way. It's deep. It's profound. You get no choice. It laser beams right to your core, and it asks for truth. And we're going to be meeting that. All Aquarians are going to be meeting that. And if you have an Aquarius moon, you're going to be meeting it. If you have any Scorpio in your chart, you love it because everybody starts telling the truth and getting real. But it's not like this. It doesn't have to be painful. What makes it painful is when it's in a fixed sign and you feel like you're being forced. And, you know, Taurus has just went through Uranus, shaking their world up a little bit. Well, Pluto is now in Aquarius, and if you have any fixed energy, if you're a Scorpio, if you're a Taurus, if you're an Aquarian, and if you're a Leo, you're about to basically be schooled in a certain kind of unfolding. Now, it'll take a few years, and it should, because these are not simple things, but it will pierce through all of that resistance that you have, all of that righteousness you think you have. And why are we righteous? Because we think we're right. Righteous people think they're on the right side. And that's what gives them that. But if you kind of blow that up, there is no one side to be on. The world looks a little different. So start preparing. Aquarians, you have the hardest time with mind changing, because when your mind is made up, nothing else exists except what you think the truth is. And you talk about righteous about it, you're truly the worst. If you know an Aquarian, and we all do, and I love them, I do, I love Aquarians, they can make up their mind, and if you disagree with them, you're out, you disappear. Now, all fixed signs do that. Scorpios, you're out. They catch you in a lie. They catch you doing something they don't believe in. You're out. Fixed signs are tough. Leos do that. Hurt a Leo's feelings. It might take years for them to return any sunshine your way, right? Or Taurus. Threaten a Taurus's security. Take something from them. You know? You know that part of ourselves. We all have it. But if you know somebody whose sun is there, whose sun sign is there, whose moon is there, you really understand it. And so here we have this new change in consciousness. Now, when it was in Capricorn, it was like, let's move forward with this truth and this idea, like it's energy. With a fixed sign, it's more like, let's have, this is exposed and you can't do anything about it. Feet to the fire, baby. Now, it's in Aquarius, so ideals are shifting. And we're going to expose some truth to them. And it's fascinating. If you've ever been on YouTube, I don't do TikTok, so I have YouTube. I'm watching these debates. And right now I'm watching a debate between Destiny. If you know Destiny, Google him. If you don't know him, very intelligent liberal. And he's up against three very, very, very hardcore Republicans, conservatives, I should say. And they're debating free speech, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear brilliant people saying, what is the limit to free speech? And what happens if somebody is running a big company like Twitter or X, and they're open to free speech, but they open it also, their number one thing is making money, so then they allow a company to come in and buy tons of shares of advertising. Billions of dollars worth. Are they going to squelch any speech that is against that company? I don't know. It was fascinating. So my point is, the world is changing. We're hearing these debates. We're hearing these very intellectual arguments, young people going at it. And we're at a time when its access is free to us. Free. And you get to pick and choose, and you get to see, like, do I like that? Do I not? And it's been I feel like a new kid just discovering, because I have been shut down on this stuff. I don't want to hear it. But now I'm like, oh, let me hear what they have to say. And so it's been good. So I really encourage it. But that's what this change is. Now, when the sun goes into Aquarius next week and hits Pluto, it's going to be a week that's very intense. And I can't wait to talk to you about it next week. We're going to be right there when it happens. But it's going to now join other air qualities, like we're going to have Jupiter in Gemini and it goes direct soon. So we're going to see Gemini start to expand. No coincidence that Kat, a Gemini, is doing her new class in a new direction than she's ever been. And then I have Geminis that are like, for the first time, I have another Gemini friend that for the first time is leaving the country, not permanently, but for the first time ever, never has left the country, but now doing all this, like learning a new language, things that he has never wanted to do before. And I'm watching this expansion occur for Geminis, and I'm so grateful, because Geminis have had a sort of tough time. We'll go into some of that tough time, but when you have a lot of things in Pisces like Saturn and Neptune and Venus, you see a conflict. It conflicts with some of what they want to do. That's called a square. So that is one of the big changes that's going to happen, is we're going to see a little more air, a little more support. Venus is going to be going retrograde. So Venus is going to be in Pisces for a bit of time. We're going to have a lot to talk about there, but it's going to be in water with Mars. I'm glad they're in water signs. I don't know how you all feel about that, but water signs tend to make things more thoughtful to me, it helps us get in touch with feelings a little easier. And it also can scare us. So if you're not used to being in that sort of murky world, it's a good chance to go call out, C-U-L-L, out some things that haven't been feeling very good. Okay, let me come back in and see how you guys are doing, and then we'll wrap it up. See if you have any questions, how y'all are feeling. Let me see what's going on. Okay, I'm scrolling all the way down here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I haven't mentioned. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, you guys. This is so weird. I'm at an old post. This is so weird. Okay, hold on. There we go. Somehow last week's post came up, and I was like, well, didn't we say that last week? Okay, where am I now? Nope, it came back up. I I am seriously clicking. View. It says view more answers. That is so weird. Okay, you guys, give me a sec. I'm sorry. I want to fight this because I want to see you guys. There we go. All comments. There we go. I think I got it. Jeez, that was weird. I'm not a big fan of maneuvering this live. I apologize for that. Okay. Yeah, I'm back. I can see it. All right. All right. Terry's in the house. Greetings. I'm not on Facebook very often during the live show, but glad I could be here today. Terry, I'm so glad you made it. Thanks for coming in. It's safe enough, right? I mean, these posts are kind of like they're, you have to be invited in so, or, you know, be approved in. So you did good. Penny, thank you. Happy Monday back at you. Peggy's posted her favorite clock. Let me see this thing. Ooh, Peggy, I love that. Fun, fun, fun. I know. Clocks are freaking weird. I love that. Mark, can you comment on Mars being at 17 Cancer for 3 weeks and 3 days? Yes, I can talk about that. The stations are long. I mean, whenever a planet goes retrograde, we'll see 17. Mars is one of these planets. Let me think of it like a match. It looks like a match, right? You strike a match. It looks like a bomb. Whenever, if you guys know enough about your charts, if you look at your progress charts, or if you can just look at your chart, look for the number 17, see if anything's being activated, because that is what it's going to unleash. Mars is like the lighter upper. So think of it as its match, it's coming along, and it's, as it's moving backwards, it's lighting places. So if Pluto has been sitting somewhere in your chart, or Uranus has been sitting somewhere in your chart forever, and Mars hits that point, it's going to ignite it. 17 just becomes another point of igniting. And when it goes direct at 17, not the retrograde at 17, but the direct at 17 is when you're sort of like liftoff. So let's keep an eye on it. Laura's in the house. Serena's in the house. Happy full moon, Serena. Serena's our newest producer at 1-2 Radio, is getting all kinds of accolades and love, which she so heartedly deserves. Doing an extraordinary job. Thanks for being here. Humongoloid. That's what my boobs are, Laura. They're humongoloid. I'm trying exercises. But Cancer men, you'll notice, they can have some chest energy. It's all those weights I lift. Weights like W-A-I-T. Charlene, hi. I am blessed with conservative extended family that accepted and loved me, even with my ultra-liberal views, was on a family softball team, and we jived perfectly. Yes, it's possible. Who cares? It's not, you know, we can get into it. We can talk personalities if you want. You can talk like the end of the world if you want. But you could also talk about what's your favorite recipe. You can talk about what do you do when you get depressed? Where do you turn to? And you're going to have the people that always want to blame something. Like there's always somebody wanting to blame liberal and always somebody wanting to blame the conservative. There's always that. But there is something underneath all of that that we might successfully get back to if you work at it. I have literally canned live TV. I'm saving $111 a month from my Hulu Live. I canceled it. And now I'm forced to sort of like, you know, seek out brave new worlds and sort of laugh a little bit more, laugh a lot more, because I'm not being pumped with whatever some conglomerate wants me to be thinking. I don't care where it comes from. I want it. I feel free, honestly. And you guys are so helpful in that. And I know that this has been a long journey, but man, I'm grateful for it. I really am. So thank you, Charlene. That's really good. And I know I burned off so many people because their views were different than mine. I regret very little in my life. And one of the people that I threw out of my house died. Not because I threw them out of the house, but later died. And it's sort of like, I didn't get a chance to say, you know what? I'm kind of like, okay, now I can hear you. But you know, that's what happens when you make big decisions, emotional decisions in the heat of a moment. And, you know, it's like, but I don't, you know, like I said, I don't do regret. I do like, cause we're going to pick and choose how we remember things. And my tendency to be a critic is not definitely going to lean in my favor of remembering it in a good way. So I don't do regret in that way. I trust that in the moment that was exactly what needed to happen. And so I hold for that. I hope you guys do too. Okay, I am I have a friend texting saying, my boob comment makes her laugh. I love that. I knew it would. So let's see. Lori Love. Let me see what she's saying. Oh, that's sweet. Hi, Lori. She's on after Kat. Good morning. I see the Trump picture. Thank you, Patricia Rich. Thank you for that. Love that. Love that. I am, yeah, like, you know, I told you guys I have my strange gambling obsession on, it's not an obsession. I love this. I'm actually having fun on YouTube. It's called Checking on Chumba. I think I told you. Please go visit. I love the views. And I play. I do it. I take $20 and I spin these wheels and I talk about it like I talk to you. It's the weirdest thing. I love it. It makes me feel like I really am a Sun Uranus conjunction because I have another world. And I, for the first time, told them that I was an astrologer. And I'm like, okay, them, meaning I had like 400 views on me just taking $20 and spinning it. And you can see it on YouTube. It's very cute, I think. But what was my point? My point was wait a minute, I did have a point in there. And I, my point is that we get to kind of come out a little more of who we are. Like, come out. I have so much Scorpio. It's like I wanted to keep all my world separate and keep myself like, oh, this is another part. You, I don't want to know that part. But it is about freedom, and it's about being free, and it's about truly being free. It's about being who you are, letting people figure it out. And if somebody doesn't like that, all of you, okay. Should they like all of you? I guess not, right? It's not, if you don't, you don't. What? But why should that have anything to do with me not liking all of me, right? So there's so much about it that I love, but I also am excited to share with you too. So, but let's end on a looking ahead of the week note. And do you all know the Power Peak, right? Power Peak. MarkHusson.com is where the Power Peak is. It's actually MarksPowerPeak.com as well. And the password this week is 1-2-Day because we had a big sale at 1-2-Listen. We're having a big sale today. I hope you'll go support those beautiful people that work for 1-2-Listen. They actually, technically, they're not my employees. They hire me to provide a platform for them. But, man, they're good. And we're strict about who's there and all the confidentiality. And for years, if you've listened to me, then you must know that this is part of the shtick. It's the only thing that keeps us alive. I'm proud of them. And so then we have 1-2 Academy where people teach. These same people have a platform to go teach, and they offer meditations, and they offer a minute. You call in. It's all done by phone. We don't mess with any of the video stuff. Some of them do. Some of them say if you want to do Zoom instead, you can do that. Here's a link. But most of us just want to get a thing in our ear, mute the background that we're in, cook and listen. That's what I like to do. Multitask. I'm horrible at it though, for sure. So I can't encourage it. Anyway, so go to the Power Peak. The password is 1-2-Day, 12-Day, because we had that on the 12th yesterday. The 12th of every month, we have super sales. And so check out the hard work of CA, the hard work of Kelly, the hard work of Mo, the hard work of Ginger. CA particularly is putting into words the complex nature of the planets and how they swirl. And this woman, I mean, CA, you have to be kind of in awe of her, do you not? I mean, it's remarkable. She never runs out of something to say about the energies of the planets. It should be in a book form. She should get way more praise than she gets from me. But a long time ago, I gave up this thing that we were going to be discovered with Hay House. I remember Reed hated astrology so much. He just didn't want anything to do with astrology. And if it wasn't for Louise, we wouldn't have been even had the radio show we had there. And still to this day, try to find an astrology book that he's putting out. If it's not by two blonde, pretty women, and I'm sorry, that's him. He loved his women. That's fine. Conversely, didn't like his men so much, except for the for Wayne Dyer, who made him a lot of money. But, you know, Sylvia and Doreen, he was all about those guys. And when I would ever offer a complaint, he would always shut me down really fast. When you could make me that kind of money. And it was like, whatever. I mean, so that's what I was up against. I don't care anymore, because now I know it's about love and it's about doing what you love and letting the chips go where they go. I am not, whatever. We don't need resentment, do we? Do we have to have resentment? Do what you can to shake it out. Especially when Mars is in Cancer, aim at healing. Cancers are healers. We use that water to make us whole, to make us laugh, to make other people laugh. The cancers are hysterical. You watch a little crab walking in the sand, they're hysterical. You ever watch them make love? Oh, dear God, a nightmare if you saw a cancer make love. But watch a cancer crab and how they do love. Just watch any documentary. It's absolutely hysterical. And there's no coincidence they made us the crabs. So, and, you know, and look, we're named after a tiny little bug. We're named after a crustacean. We're named after the worst illness you could possibly get on the planet. So it's a complex thing. Have some sympathy. Okay, you guys, listen, be good to you. The week ahead is really beautiful. We are going to have this full moon lands this afternoon. So hopefully you'll take a minute and do a little gratitude moment. Front page of One to Listen, please leave a gratitude message. You go to One to Listen, scroll down the left-hand side. You'll see a gratitude thing that says, click here to leave a gratitude. It's hard to read. It's hard to find because it's old. But it's made so it doesn't track anything. It doesn't know your name. It won't ask for your name. It won't ask for anything, honest. And leave what you're grateful for. For a full moon, how powerful is that? Now, if what you're grateful for hasn't happened yet, but you really need to get this job. You really need your son or daughter to get this job. You really need something good to happen. Put it in as if you got it and bring that energy of gratitude when you're typing it. Just feel that. Like what it feels like to win the big, like when I hit a jackpot. Woo! You hear me screaming when I hit a jackpot. It's crazy. I get so happy. And you hear me crawling with desperation and despair when I lose. But that's what the gratitude board is for. And please fill it up. Fill it up as many things as you want. You don't have to put names in there. You don't have to do anything but be grateful. And that's what the board is for. Just the act of typing it changes everything. We have time before the full moon. Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to do with you is, am I sitting on that? Yes, I am. Okay, so we go into Leo tomorrow morning all day. So we're going to have that Leo, beautiful Leo energy, which is opposite Pluto. So if it's a little intense, you'll know why. Like if you're into telling the truth or if you're into, you finally need to tell somebody something, let's get that done. Now, as the week comes to Saturday, we're going to be in Virgo. Let's get our houses clean. Let's get that stuff picked up. But let's stay off the criticism of others, of yourself. Let's just stay off of it. Let's see if we can do that. And that's the Thursday challenge, Thursday night, Friday all day. It's really one whole day, Friday. If you can keep Friday anti-criticism day, but clear out the dirt and when you get a vacuum cleaner, when you're a Mars in Virgo like John, it's a weapon. It's like he just plows over anything that's in his way and he looks mean when he's doing it. That's how Virgo Mars people clean. Well, that's the energy. When you're cleaning, you can have that. But let's keep it away from other people and other things. Let's see if you can do that. Just try. Because if you're doing that outwardly to others, there is the part of you that also knows and fears people doing it to you. So if we shift that just a little, we might find a little more happy days. Sunday, the sun moves into Aquarius. We'll be celebrating that birthday next Monday. You guys, you're amazing. I will take one last look in the room. I think you're pretty much okay today. It seems like I'm going to hit refresh and check the room, but I'm going to log off here just a second. There's a few more comments. I want to just acknowledge people who took the time to write. So give me a sec here. I mean, it does seem like they would let us set it up how we want to see this without all these clicks every time, but I got to quit complaining about it every time it comes. See, that's the stuff we won't do under the Virgo moon, okay? Jackie Wash, following your example, Mark, posting, pick up my kids. Let me see your babies, Jackie. Oh my God, they're laying together. Oh, Jackie, of course your family would be like that. You're an angel. Thank you, sweetheart. That beautiful. See, mine just got jealous. Renee, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you. I love crabs, says Lori. Mark, Lynn, great conversation about shifting our perspective, Mark. Love that you always crack me up. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate you so much. You guys, thank you all very much. Have a gorgeous week. Stay tuned for Kat. And then Lori's after that. And then we have Jamie Dawn and then Serena. All right. And then we have a whole week ahead of us of beauty and love and fun. Stay connected with us, okay? Much love, everybody.